In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, we celebrate my host and producer Jeff's birthday by bringing back the Power Hour. With good intentions, we proceed to have two incredible hours of crazy, legal, and live debauchery. So line up your shots and join the fun at home, because COL 275 starts now.
That's okay. We can start the show casually. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, episode number 275. It is August 29th, one of the greatest days in all the world, because it is the day I was born.
Listen to you.
11:30 Eastern Standard Time on August 29th, 1980, I came out of my mother, and that was the last time I've ever touched a vagina. With me here, we got, of course, Gary. I have to say my co-host first. We also have Tony Banks.
Hey.
And, of course, one of our favorite Hadrians.
Hi.
So, everybody, so here's the people we have. Tonight, we are going to be doing a Power Hour. So, if you've ever remembered this sound, in a previous episode of the show, it's because we're basically getting drunk. So Power Hour, for those people who don't know, is basically you take a shot of some alcoholic beverage. Prefer we're recommending beer or something lighter to try to save yourself. And every minute you take a shot of that. I'm going to quickly grab my beer while we're kind of getting all set up here. Tony's playing with the effects.
That's funny.
There should be an option to ask us questions, make comments. I will see them as they come up. So if you are joining us live, please join us and see how completely trashed I got. I went back and looked at watched the previous one we did of this, and boy, did I get drunk. We did give away a Power Hour album. At that show. So everybody right now is just getting ready. I haven't even brought out my beer yet.
I need a bartender.
I don't drink, so I'm drinking some Pellegrino shit.
I am fully stopped.
We saw.
We're gonna get Hadrian shit faced.
Check this out. I got a Schenger family reunion pack, so I'm all stocked up.
Oh boy. So, okay. Anyways, I'm not sure how this will work.
So, one thing I usually recommend for these type of things is to prepare your shots, because as we go along, you will find that everything will seem a little bit faster. Now, this track that I've got with the doorbells, it has a ding-dong going every minute. I set it at the minute mark so I know exactly when it's going to hit. So I know that there will be exactly 61 ding-dongs. One is just going to start, but we're not going to take a drink right away. We're just going to use that as that this is the start of the first minute, and you take a drink at the next doorbell. So just to clarify that. So we're going to set up some beers. I'm going to close my eyes, reach in. I'm going to start off with the classic Shiner box. And I'm going to prepare six shots because I've got like a couple shot glasses, a couple smaller glasses, and two more smaller glasses. So I'm going to be well prepared.
I'm loving the birthday decor back there, by the way.
Oh, originally that was Christmas decorations. I just never took them down.
Drew is willing to join us on webcam.
Oh, okay.
So I just need to give him the link to the Google Hangout, right?
Yep. The more the merrier is what I say.
Great. Now my office is going to smell like a brewery. That's fantastic.
Did you spill something?
Trying to pour out my 12 shots, yes.
So you've got 12 shots. I only have 6 things for shots.
Wait. Let me see if I can...
Whoa.
And then over here, of course, we have the cooler ready to go with the other beers in it.
Okay, so you're keeping your beers cool. I better actually put my thing back until I run out of this beer. All the beer queued up.
Of course, this video is not loading.
I don't know. I'm not loading a beer video.
You're not loading a beer? Not yet?
I'm loading beer. I've got 6 ounces ready. I believe they're ounces.
America wants to see Gary's underwear again.
What?
I think America wants to see your little shorts again. That's what I think America wants to see. I'm just saying.
Oh, nice. Well, you're probably going to see them because I need to go grab a hand washcloth something because I have a funny feeling I'm going to end up spilling some beer at some point.
You got it, America. Here we go.
Little woman.
3, 2, 1.
Okay,
so yeah, this is the thrilling part of the show where we're all getting set up and everything's kind of boring. But in a few minutes, we'll do it. I'm actually going to slip into something more comfortable. There you go. Just some lighter shorts. And I, as you notice, I do have my Cubbies Out Loud t-shirt on.
Cubbies?
Cubbies?
A little drunk already? Cubbies?
No, I haven't even had anything yet.
What?
Did you give Drew that link?
I did. I haven't heard back from him.
Okay. So hopefully we'll hear something from him. And once we're all set and we have the players on the field, we will start the show. I've got 6. God, I'm already starting to regret this.
This was your idea. Oh, nice. Hey, Adrian, how many do you have ready to go? 8?
9?
This many.
And I got these cute little bear shot glasses with the bear holding a giant shaft.
Nice.
Where did you get those at?
I think they came with the honey whiskey we got for Christmas, maybe? I don't remember.
Ooh.
All right, so...
Don't tell me one of these is leaking, because it's going to piss me off. Motherfucker, it is leaking.
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right, well...
Huh. Let's see here.
And I was just saying this came from Urban Outfitters, by the way. Urban Outfitters for all your bear finalia.
Bear finalia, nice.
All right, and one thing I like to promote on here is a really awesome album of 61-minute songs called the Power Hour album, done by Ali Spagnola. It's 61-minute long songs about drinking. So
1 minute long songs.
Yeah, so it's basically, instead of having things like a doorbell or something dinging every minute or so, the one way to keep track is to listen to music. Wow. In this case, a song ends, you take a drink. A song ends, you take a drink. There's actually one song, The Game Within a Game, where every time she says game during the song, you're supposed to take a sip of your shot. So not the whole shot, just a sip of it. So
where do you find the soundtrack at? Is that like new from Heartland Music or something?
No, it's an actual person named Ali Spagnola. And let me actually get you the link. It's powerhouralbum.com.
Does it come with free AA tokens?
And it actually has... you can actually get a package which has a shot glass. And inside it, which I actually have plugged into my computer right now for a reason, but right here is normally a little USB stick, which has the entire album on it.
Oh, wow.
Seriously.
So, while we're waiting, because Drew said the plugin is installing, so that'll take who knows how long. How did you find out about this? Like, how did you, Jeffrey, find out about Power Hour and all the rest of the stuff, like the album and that you were just explaining?
It's actually, I found it from the NSFW show. When Ali Spagnuolo was on NSFW, they did a Power Hour during it, and they were explaining what it was and the music and stuff. And I'm the first time I've seen him, it looks like this is Drew.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, Drew, honey.
All right, so we know the name of the game. The name of the game is 60 shots over an hour, and we've got shots lined up so that we're all queued and ready in case because it tends to go fast. And trust me, it does feel like it's going faster as we go along, even though the sounds are every minute. Now, the initial ding is just, I've started. The next ding is when we take our first shot, because that will be after the first minute. That way, at the 60-minute mark, once we hit that, then we will take our last shot. The thing is, if we survive.
So how do we know? Okay, so Drew joined. Drew's in. I can close that.
So how do you know when to take a drink?
No. I'm trying to find out. There's one person I know of that was going to watch us. Being Mark, but I don't know if we know he's able to see us yet.
Yeah, all I can see is four viewers. It's actually flipping between four and five. But there should be on that page, on the YouTube page, there should be a button there or something that says Q&A. So if you have a comment or a question that you want to ask the panel, feel free to pop into that and send it to us, and I'll try to address that as soon as we can. All right, are you all ready?
Drew's the newest. He might not be ready yet. I don't know.
For what?
For the Power Hour?
Are you drinking with us, or are you just going to watch us make fools of ourselves?
Oh, I got a glass and I got shots.
Okay.
Okay, well, every time the doorbell rings, except for the first time. The first time, just as we were starting the Power Hour. But every time the doorbell rings, you have to take a shot, okay? So here we go. Not yet. In less than 60 seconds will be the first shot. And while we're waiting for that, I would like to
make it a little louder.
Can you? Let me try making it closer to me because I can't make it any louder. But hopefully that will help. It's right here. Okay. But one thing I do want to comment is, on August 29th, I was not the only person that was born. 1980 is when I was born, but before that, and I've got one to mention after me, but before that, there were a couple of people that at least I recognized who was born on August 29th. Back in 1915, Ingrid Bergman was born on August 29th. In 1938, Elliot Gould, the creator of MASH,
mm-hmm.
He was born. The infamous Joel Schumacher was born in 1939. Oh, take a shot.
Number one.
All right. And 1941, Robin Leach was born. So, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. One of my favorites in 1958 is Michael Jackson.
Yes.
A funny story about that is my sister was born on May 16th, which is the same day that Janet Jackson was born. As far as I know, Kevin was not born on Tito Jackson's birthday. If you know Wolfram Alpha, Stephen Wolfram was born in 1959, a year after Michael Jackson. And last but not least, the only one that I recognized on the list that that I recognized was Courtney Stodden, was born on August 29th in 1994.
Number two.
You guys will be so hammered.
Well, well, that's kind of the point, but then it's also trying to see how quickly you go by. How's the sound on that? Did that help moving it closer?
Yes, a little bit. Okay. For me.
All right. So, that is my trivia for August 29th. I know, I'm absolutely thrilled.
So, can you, or I don't know if, I'm going to tell Mark to chat with us on YouTube or something, see if that was parts working.
Q&A. There should be a Q&A button thing. Actually, I could probably go to this site and actually look at it myself.
I'm on the Q&A, and I have...
God damn it.
Oh, number three? Dang.
Yep. See, actually, this is... Because right now, it's feeling like it's, you know, a nice pace. It's not very fast or anything. I can refill a shot, so I'm still holding at six shots here, lined up. So we're already just going to work.
So how about I was trying to figure out the number of calories I was going to consume based on what I was drinking, and math was hard today.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I was going to consume over 2,000 calories tonight.
Well, if you think about it, it should be about 5 beers. Oh,
that ding.
That was a ding.
Mm-hmm. So 5 beers, and now the thing for me is that I'm having different types of beers because I got a variety pack and stocked up on that. So.
Mark says he can't do the Q&A on YouTube.
Oh, that's weird.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You can see us at least. I wonder if we have to do the event page. Is probably I need to change that link or something. It's. Anyways, I can't figure this out. I'm sorry. By the way. So 5 beers and now
number five.
Feel free, anybody who's watching, feel free to at least comment on it on the actual YouTube page. And I'll be refreshing and watching that. Or if you have any sort of direct connection to any of the hosts. That's fine. Oh, by the way, I'm back to a mohawk.
Nice.
I think I did it a little bit better this time.
It's good.
Yeah, I tried. I need to open another beer just to maintain my six shots here. So, this is Labor Day weekend. Are any of you guys doing anything fun?
Working.
Oh, nice.
I'm actually working on Monday, even though it's my holiday pay day off.
Mine is my holiday non-paid off, because I'm a freaking genre director.
Aww.
/ cry.
Bailey and I are going out to Newport Richie for a Sailor Moon party, where we're going to watch all the newest episodes of Sailor Moon in one day.
Oh, that would...
Because we need excited lives. But there will be naked pool party goodness afterwards.
Oh, well, that's good.
Boo! We're not going to be able to see that.
Yeah, for sure.
Watching Sailor Moon, if you can get an erection after watching Sailor Moon, then you are really a truly great man, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Any cosplay?
There will probably be the one of the guys who is doing the party is quite the Sailor Moon person. His parents raised him, dressing him up as Sailor Moon for some reason.
There was a ding.
Dang.
I think if Richard saw somebody on Facebook dressed as Sailor Moon, he was a man. That could be kind of interesting.
That's been known to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, and that could pretty much be known to happen with any type of thing. Right now, the Japanese obsession that I have right now is actually with a series called Garo, which is kind of a horror toku. It's weird. It's actually really interesting. But
is that the kid who's being turned into like a cyborg demon thing?
No. Garo is the story about the Makai Knights who are hunting horrors and trying to keep the horror demons out of
Speaking of hunting horrors.
Yeah, Gary.
Wait, what? what was that about?
Girl?
Bring another one of these.
Please don't tell me we're gonna be starting the whole hashtag thing.
Well, I am wearing the shirt, Gary.
Yes, I saw that you proudly are wearing the shit. I forgot it.
I don't know if you did it.
Alki. Yay! Drew's wearing the appropriate shirt.
Very appropriate. So one of you tell this story, because did we even go into in the show about what you did, Gary?
I don't remember if in the Orlando on the road shows I explained. Take maybe I did. Oh.
Don't get distracted. Too distracted.
So basically, we had been planning this for a while, and Drew, because we were going to be staying at his place in Orlando, decided that he would take over the coordinating aspect of things. So he created a spreadsheet, and it had like all the days and the times and the events listed out. And it became this inside joke that I, was having my power taken away from me. So I turned around and I said, "All right, bitches, you want to be like that?" So I said I was taking care of costuming. So I got a hold of a friend of mine who does custom screening work, and I got us each shirts made to wear while we were at Gay Days, and everybody ended up with 6 shirts. And the 6 shirts were in the rainbow colors. So everybody got a red one, an orange one, a yellow one, a green, a blue, and a purple. And the red one was worn when we went to Magic Kingdom. And on the backs of every single shirt is a new nickname for every single day for each person. They're all different.
And each nickname starts with the letter, one of the letters from the word bear.
So if the 6 of us were lined, or the, yeah, 5 of us, if the 5 of us were lined up back to back in alpha order of our nicknames, it would always spell bears every single day.
Because Gary is obsessive and clever like that. I thought that was freaking awesome when I heard about that. I was like, I wish I could have come. That could be the exclamation point or something. Bears!
Well, then it was all secret what the nicknames were until you got your shirts.
Now, did you know about the color coordinating?
No, I thought you were just going to do one red shirt for the Gay Days, not one for every day.
Adrian, your face is frozen in the weirdest position ever.
What?
Your face was frozen for a second in this weird, agonizing position.
Oh, yeah, because this cider I'm drinking is kind of meh.
See, I'm currently on the regular Shiner beer. Regular trainer.
Angry Orchard.
One of my today, I caught a little bit of a surprise. One of my coworkers brought me a birthday cake to work.
Oh, wow.
With a, and a balloon. So here I am in the chat room going, no.
Was it a peanut?
And I'm like, hey, everybody, I got cake. Bring a napkin, and can somebody bring a knife? Somebody brought three plastic knives, and I think just over half the cake was eaten. And then I'm like, I don't want to take this home. And then one of my coworkers said, look, just put it in the bake room. People will dive onto it like vultures. I tried to avoid saying something in the chat room like, come get your cake before I send it to the vultures. Okay. I thought that was interesting. But that's just me.
No.
I think every workplace has food vultures, no matter what.
We had this woman at a company I worked at. Anytime anybody brought food, sandwiches, cookies, cakes, whatever, she would descend on it when nobody was looking and, like, bring her purse and, like, wrap them up in napkins and put them in her purse. Oh, my daughter would love this. I'm like, that's not what this is for. Oops.
Oh, hell no.
But she was so tacky.
Well, that's okay. Hadrian, the same thing happened at the company I worked for when we had our building. Someone actually did that. They went around when we were cleaning up and were literally, like, making plates and then, like, trying to wrap it in napkins and shit and put it in their bag. Oh, my God. The director lost her mind. She was like – she was like, uh-uh. Like, and so she just walked over to someone else and was like, you're the supervisor. You take care of that now. It was so funny. So it became this, like, ongoing thing that this one person was always dead last to get their plate, and they got, like, five heaping portions of everything. It was so bad.
There's always one.
You know, I think I'm glad I got a 24-pack of beer because I'm, well, I suppose I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more shots, and then maybe another one. Oh, soon.
So I was thinking ahead about this challenge, about how much we actually drink in a normal time frame. Like if you're out at the bar and you're having drinks with other friends or at a social, you know, pool social, hangout, potluck, whatever, pitch in. I don't know what the amount of beverages we normally drink in an hour.
3.
Is this a mathematically predicted or something?
No. It differs for me. If it's beer, I drink slower. If it's liquor, I drink faster.
All right, most of the time, well, I suppose most of the time, the liquor is smaller anyways, although probably a little bit higher in AB alcohol by volume or something like that.
Well, yeah, that was the other thing I realized. I was like, oh, no, I got to go with a low-grade beer because I can't do 60 shots of gin in an hour.
Ding dong.
Yeah, well, some people have said that the actual challenge is to do 60 shots of an actual shot. I think that's safe for, you know that scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark, all the shot glasses.
Oh, where Karen like tries to drink the Russian under the table.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when it's really safe for. The more responsible thing, although I don't know how responsible it really is, would be to do beer or just something that's less alcohol.
I told Bailey I was going to be doing this, and he's like, yeah. He's like, oh, it's some kind of take a drink every minute for an hour, blah, blah, blah. He's like, a power hour? And Bailey's an actual frat boy, and he goes, parties and everything, and they're like, there we go.
So Bailey knows what the power hour is. That's awesome.
He does. He's like, why are you doing this? Can you even do that? And I don't really drink. And I thought, oh, it would just be like a beer. He's like, no, that's like 6-pack.
Technically, so, it should be 5 beers, because if you're doing 1 ounce for 60, so that would be 5 12-ounce bottles.
And when I go out, I'm like...
That's if everything's measuring properly.
So I know you're drinking beer. What is everybody else drinking?
What's everybody else drinking? Gary?
Oh, I'm drinking beer. Jeff is drinking beer.
Getting burpy.
I got a Shiner Wild Hair Pale Ale will be my next one on deck. I'm still finishing the regular Shiner. But, you know, preparing the shots. I want to make sure I got the...
Tony does it great.
I'm the only fool with liquor.
Oh, shit.
Well, Hadrian's drinking Angry Orchard. At least he is for now. Is that what you're planning the whole time, or are you going to switch to something else?
I have over here, yes. And I also have the backup plan back here if things get crazy.
Here I'm doing vodka and fruit juice.
Well, and we're only a quarter of the way in. I mean, that was the end of minute 16, that last one. It was our 16th ding. Because I got to remember, it's... These doorbells right now of how we're drinking is kind of like your actual age. Like, I didn't finish my 33rd trip around in Sun. I finished my 34th already. And I'm currently on my 35th, but I haven't completed it. That's why I'm not 35. So that's where the technicalities is and how age works.
Damn.
So, yeah. So that was 17. And, yeah. I just tried opening the bottle I already had open. And I did purposely set my air conditioner temperature to like 70 degrees. Because I know when I drink, I get kind of warm.
You have a good point. I'm debating on... turning the temperature of my AC unit down.
Well, and the one thing is, because I've been having these high energy bills lately, I've been actually putting my thermostat really high temperature and being like leaving the window open or something a little to try to keep it from getting too hot. But I get home, it's still quite warm in the apartment. Not, like, deathly warm or anything, but... What?
Nice, Hadrian. No, I just refreshed the YouTube. There's approximately 7 or 8 people watching, of which I am one watching ourselves, apparently. And Hadrian said, I like penis 13 minutes ago.
I can't get it to load.
I don't know. Weird. We do have viewers.
As long as there are people here.
I keep watching us dive into unruly drunkenness. Because apparently I get pretty silly when drunk.
So, Hadrian, I'm curious because now my curiosity has piqued that Bailey knew about the Power Hour. Did he give you any tips or tell you any stories?
No. He just knows that nobody in his frat has ever actually completed it.
Fuzzbutt's here.
He is. Matt! Yay!
Oh, geez.
So, okay, you're only like 20 ounces behind.
I've been drinking.
You've already been drinking?
Okay. I have.
Okay, so you're already a little slush. Okay, well we're about to get our next ding here.
Oh, you're going crazy over there.
Oh Jesus!
What are you drinking, Matt?
He forgot.
Just broke out the Jaeger.
Oh no!
Delicious.
Okay.
Mark says, "Wait, what happened to Hadrian?"
Challenge accepted.
Oh no! Snap! No! This is getting wild.
Oh, thank God I don't drink Jaeger.
Here's the thing is, there are certain times when Jaeger is good. I kind of like The one, I can't remember. I think it was just a Jaeger bomb, you know, with the Jaeger and the Red Bull. I kind of like that. So there are instances that I like.
Oh, here we go.
Wait a second. Okay, I gotta know something. Fuzzbutt, where's Gabe?
Gabe's down here in Texas.
Gabe is in Dallas. He's judging International Leather Star Boy. Actually, he's judging International Community Boot Black, but the same contest at the same time. So.
what was that, Adrian?
Kisses.
Yeah,
his face is of everything.
Well, isn't like Jägermeister licorice liquor or something like that?
It's ass liquor.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I don't. Nope, I'm not buying it, Adrian.
I think there's some. I don't know. I've heard there's like it's made with some kind of strawberry extract and something else. I don't know. Some kind of. It's German.
I forgot what glass I'm on.
It's probably made with juice.
Juice?
Don't say that while I'm drinking. Good God.
Always tell the punchline when everybody's drinking.
By the way, just to clarify for anybody who's watching, we are getting drunk, so there may be some racist or things, Mark. This is NSFW, and anything that we say on here is probably not something that we necessarily believe if there is something that is offensive. So please just... So, as a disclosure, please disregard. Anyways. Is it just me, or is the bane of your existence at the current moment this ding?
Okay, hold on a second. Where did Drew go? Oh, Drew's back.
Woot!
Oh, no! Red stag!
Okay, are we starting to, like, upgrade from...
Now that's just for a special shot, maybe at the 30 mark.
Okay. That was currently at 23.
Yay! I'm right on target.
I have to look at this. I see the minute that's on it, and I have to subtract one because at one was the first one we... Dear God, I'm already starting to... thing and stuff and whatnot. Air conditioner, why can't you work harder? I'm feeling quite warm. Oh, yeah, Matt, did you see my mohawk?
Yeah, mohawk now.
By the way, Mark says he likes your mohawk.
Nice.
Mark, thank you. Mark, who was on our pedestal at one point in time. Right now we have Tim Hooper on the pedestal, the COL pedestal.
Okay, that was 24, right?
Right, that was 24.
Okay. So that's two beers.
I mean, we've had 25 dings, but that first ding was the worst party. It wasn't a drink, so that doesn't really count.
Mark says he scandalized the topics, like assling.
I have to stop to think about my beers to make sure all my shots are set up. He might have like stepped away to grab something. His camera is still there, so I'm assuming he's coming back. Hopefully he's not going to throw up like Damon did about this.
Right, that's why I'm panicking. I'm like, wait, people keep disappearing.
He's a redhead. He probably activated camouflage mode.
Oh,
there he is. There he is.
Oh, we love you.
That's so funny.
Now, wait a second. Adrian, are you claiming that gingers have, like, a magical power or a superpower we don't know about?
We have a lot of magical power. We're talking about you, not to you.
Oh. And Cider Black Lager will be my next beer once it comes around to that.
Careful, Jeff. Once you go black, you never go back.
That's okay. I like chocolate and vanilla. I've already discussed this. So.
I love that Tony is our DD.
Because here's the thing is, I think this is a tradition for whenever we... Oh, fuck.
Don't we buck? That's the tradition where we buck?
No. I was saying... Oh, fuck, yeah. The doorbell went off. But it's because the last Power Hour that we did for Cubs Out Loud, Robert, who is now in Portland,
yay!
And although he had this post today which says, "This day will not suck. This day will not suck. This day will not suck."
I saw that.
He had this just repetitive thing, and it was like, "Well, I hope it doesn't suck because." You are freaking awesome and cool, and I miss you. I actually invited him to this, but he had to work. But the good thing is he's working, and it's not at Target.
Yeah.
And he's in Portland.
He's in Portland. That's where he really wanted to go.
I know. He manifested his destiny.
Okay, I will tell you this right now. If you're watching this and expecting this to have any sort of non-explicitness, what is wrong with you? We're doing a freaking drinking game. Of course we're going to say fuck.
Did we just miss it? No, there's the ding. Okay.
No, I just hadn't taken my drink yet of the ding.
Okay, next time, drink, then rant.
Make sure you drink at the ding, damn you.
Who's done?
Oh, there was... He's a jockstrap? Did I see a jockstrap?
Possibly. But you do have to keep in mind that Matt really likes underwear.
Leave it to Tony to be like all up in people's business about what their fashion is tonight.
Well, considering what his business is,
I'm a horny pig, and I noticed a jockstrap pop out of my
ding dong,
ding dong.
Okay, I'm going to quickly pee here, so I'm going to mute.
Pee there? That's rude.
Just pee in the shot glass.
Take the shot glass with you.
Uh-oh. Mr. Demon Butler said, "Happy birthday, Jeff," on YouTube.
To answer your question, this is not a jockstrap. It's Cock Socks Active Brief.
Ah.
I have food.
Interesting.
Speaking of which, Hadrian, I think you kind of already agreed, and Matt, we presumed that you would be interested in a future Let's Talk About Sex, talking about underwear specifically.
Yes.
The sexual... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, get this. Oh, this is going to be awesome. Bye. I got to kind of lean close.
There's a ding.
What the fuck? Wow. We're halfway through the Power Hour.
Oh, okay, now I get it.
Yeah, it's the problem with that is that you couldn't really hear it that well because I'm not doing it like directly into it or something. But that was the song Halfway by Ali Spagnola.
I was confused. I was like, why are we listening to this techno shit? Like, what does that have to do with this?
Well, the way his head was bobbing, I thought he was giving the head off side of the screen.
God, I almost wish I was.
We can't do that on YouTube.
Well, it's not. It's all screen. Well, so.
Yeah, you can see it at least.
Yeah, it's all rules.
Movie magic.
Right now, I'm more burpy than... Well, no, I'm a little bit drunk.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, when you went to the bathroom, could you hear that I said that Mr. Demon Butler on YouTube wished you a happy birthday?
Yes, I did. Thank you, okay. Mr. Demon Butler. I really appreciate that. Fuck.
Here goes the Red Bull.
So you switched from alcohol to caffeine.
No, I meant Red Stag.
Oh, okay.
Oh, who's drunk?
No, we did kind of say that we recommend beer or something with a lower alcohol by volume, right?
Well, that was my halfway shot.
That's a halfway shot.
There we go.
I'm telling you now, that is why I knew instantly I cannot do 60 fucking shots of gin in an hour. I wouldn't even make it past like 20 probably. I'd be like, and tap out.
The one big thing I really wish I could do is, unfortunately, I can't afford it, even though I did get 3.5 hours of overtime this week.
Hey.
Here, you want to hear the downside, though?
You got 3.5 hours? Oh, fuck.
That's it?
I had 3.5 hours of overtime. However, I don't work on Monday because it's Labor Day, right?
Right.
But here's the big problem.
You get paid.
I don't get paid because I'm a freaking contractor. So I was joking. I don't think it was it yesterday or was it today? Yesterday. Because they just recently started training me on an email support thing called Sonar. And I'm like, so when are you going to post the position for a Sonar specialist? Ha 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 ha. And then I say it because here's a great thing about my managers, or at least this manager. So for our booking of our orders, we use a... Fuck. We use this tool, which has scripts, so it kind of does some checks to make sure that we're like making sure the personalization on the personalized iPads are there and everything like that.
One of the greatest days in all the world, because it's
okay. Somebody needs to turn their radio down.
11:30.
No, it's their YouTube. Someone's watching the video from the beginning.
Okay. Caller, please mute your radio.
Nice.
Andrew, are you getting hot?
It's hot.
So,
yeah, wait, which, where are we at? What number?
Hold 32? On.
Matt, hot too.
34. You're one behind.
Okay.
I lost count to 30.
When we hit my age, I will take my shirt off.
Wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute. That was 34. Hold on.
Jesus.
Woo! All right. At 34, I took my shirt off.
It's perfect. I was already shirtless.
Oh, my God. Well, you are a younger cub, pat. So
yeah, you're like, what, 23?
Fuck that noise, I'm 25.
Wait a minute. You only take your shirt off when it hits your age. Right now, it is about to go to 35. I know you're older than me, Hadrian.
But I want Hadrian to take his shirt off.
He will...
You have to have patience.
That might be it. That was 35, right?
That was 35. the 35th shot. Okay. So Hadrian is only you were born in 1979?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Wow. I'm almost the same age as Hadrian. That's kind of cool.
I missed mine, so I got to take my shirt off at 35.
Yeah, you're going to have to. Oh, you were okay, so you're younger, so you got to take your shirt off. This of course was a mid-show rule that was suddenly done, so.
I'm the last one to take a shirt off.
Probably before 60.
I mean, we're not going to hit like 67, so.
No. Yeah. Well, we are about to hit 36.
Ugh. Oh, fuck.
Again? Right on video.
So, who would have thought the show is going to end up being a striptease?
Oh, I didn't doubt it. Okay, Jeffrey, Mark says, I love how Jeff flails his hands about when he's drunk.
Man, another black log.
Okay, fourth beer, if anyone's keeping track.
Yeah, I just finished my fourth beer. No, I haven't finished my fourth beer. I have three more shots of the fourth, four more shots of the fourth beer.
This fucking beer bottle sucks. It keeps spilling.
Yeah, I've just kind of given up on, especially when you're this far into the power hour. You know, I have this strange feeling. I might actually finish this. I'm not sure. But we're about to hit 37.
Did you not finish the first one?
Did I hear the ding? I heard the ding.
No ding. You're going for it anyway.
Yes, there was a ding.
There was a ding.
I'm not crazy.
There was a ding. I know because I took a shot. I'm the one who absolutely hears it because this is all background thing because I don't have like a mixer that pumps all my audio into Google.
Damn it, now I gotta wash my mouse pad. No, I just spilled beer in my mouse pad.
Bohemian Lager, what is the...
Mark says he'd be dead if he drank along with us because, well, I'm not going to reveal his number.
So, would he be shirtless at least during this time?
I mean, he would be shirtless during the hour. And then he said...
Oh, fuck.
He said, I keep thinking someone's at my door with all these fucking doorbells.
I'll tell you this. The reason why I did a doorbell was because that's what they were using for on NSFW. So, by the way, that was 38. So anybody 38 or lower should be shirtless right now.
So the audience, people who aren't watching us this way, on the bottom of our screens, we can see everyone's computer screen at one time. You guys are getting like glimpses of when people talk. Just watching the bottom of these screens of these guys going crazy is hilarious. Matt is breathing so heavy right now.
I might have to go find my fucking inhaler. I really don't know where it is.
Doesn't sound good to me.
Dave's just going back and forth himself. Jeff's going loopy.
Oh my god, I'm having flashbacks of my army days.
Oh my god, man, you're like red, dude.
Oh my god. Wait a minute. I'm hearing some hacking and coughing.
Matt just puked.
Matt, did you puke?
Did you puke?
Yeah, he did.
Wait a minute. We have to keep in mind, Matt. Matt was probably drinking before the show. So, before he even came on. So, he's a little ahead of us, technically.
We'll work back.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine, dude. Just keep in mind that Gabe now has video evidence of what you were doing on this day. By the way, anybody who is 40...
There we are.
Must take off their shirt.
Oh.
40 or younger should be shirtless. Woo! Gary is shirtless! Okay, so...
I didn't hear a word of that.
Because here's the thing is Google will only switch your camera if you're talking. So if you're not talking, it will just still be in that lower icon. So for those of you who didn't quite notice, We just kind of got a titty shake from Hadrian.
So I have to talk really loudly and do this, right? Is that how it works?
Yep. Something like that. And needless to say, woof.
Oh, God. I can't feel things.
Was that 41?
Yeah. That was 41.
Okay. I just want to make sure I didn't miss one when I took my shirt off.
Because you're 40, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you're fine.
I know I'm fine. You don't have to tell me.
I got to remember this rule of once we hit your age, you have to take off your shirt for future power hours if we do them. Although, who knows, the next time we do a power hour will be my next birthday.
We should do a power hour in person, and you take your shirt off when you lost your virginity. Then you take your pants off.
Oh, fuck, I'm at 12.
Your age.
I lost my virginity really fucking early. Oh, shit.
I know, right? I'm like 3 years old taking my shirt off. Wait, that was out loud.
Taking a shot of water. Fuck you all.
Aww. It's okay, Matt.
That's okay. We kind of had that stipulation where it's like, you know, you don't have to drink while we're doing this. It's just, you know, if you're going to participate, really. Well, although we do have our D&D. We have our designated driver, which is Tony here.
But I'm drinking this Pellegrino bullshit, and I'm, like, getting high off it. I can't stand this shit. I'm drinking my one with you guys, just not alcohol.
Well, I'm glad you're not doing shots of Red Bull straight up, because you'd be dead by the end of the hour.
I got 60 hours in a week this week, and I need these shots.
Oh, that's not my computer charger.
Oh. Here we go again.
I have had 43. I did work 43.63 hours. In fact, I'm a little mad at my admin today because
okay. So that was 43, right?
Yes.
That was 43.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just keeping track.
I want to burp right now because I think if anything that's making me feel bad right now, it's gas.
Shut it out.
So that's the one problem with beer is because it's all carbonated.
Not German beer.
German beer is the best beer.
What is Matt doing?
I'm trying to find my fucking charger.
Hashtag first world problems.
He's trying to find his attachment.
Oh, ding dong. 44.
Dong, a brain cell.
Maybe I shouldn't have pulled out this black locker. I think it might be a little more alcoholic.
Stronger, bigger, harder.
Faster. Okay. I don't know why, but Mark just gave us the hashtag of white girl wasted.
Sweet.
Why isn't that bitch on here? He needs to come on.
To be fair, I think he decided not to come on because I did tell him, I said, well, if you're on webcam, then it's live and it's, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And by the way, I just noticed because I forgot to switch back over to it, the question and answer app, that's where Mr. Demon Butler said happy birthday to me. So thank you, Mr. Demon Butler. Although I did get that earlier as well. Fuck.
Woo.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ooh. Some more.
Okay.
I haven't felt this butch since I was like 19.
A fetus?
Did you call this butch? Wait a minute. Was that a bunch of shade that was thrown at Gary? By the way, we were at 45. 45, Drew. 45? 45?
Oh,
he's still he's
there's
still
some shade in his throne.
That was shady.
I have no idea where my glasses are. Can I just say this?
Your eyes are swollen, dude.
I can't see anybody right now.
Yeah.
Just you feel your way, baby.
Just feel around.
Okay, so, Mr.
I can
Demon
feel
Butler.
Around, but I need your help.
Okay, I'm sure. On YouTube, oh, Mr. Drink. Oh, God damn it.
Drink, bitches.
I'm gonna go pee.
All right, Mr. Demon Butler pee. Said...
Oh, there we
oh,
go!
Oh, there we oh, go! 26! Everyone is shirtless now. Speaking of which, I think I need to get another beer.
Okay, so 12 last... minutes ago, Mr. Demon Butler told us interesting and catchy halfway mark point, and... Also, James Vanby said Hadrian X is sucking dick on the side clearly.
Hadrian can suck my dick.
Okay, I feel fucked.
Oh, I now I know why on Fire 40, Mr. Mark isn't on.
What?
Why isn't he on?
I don't know where my cursor is.
He's babysitting. Well, not babysitting.
You're telling me I have to plug in, but I'm plugged in. I don't understand.
Oh, drink. Oh, I can already see feel this getting worse.
Okay, so...
I like Matt.
To clarify...
This is one of the reasons why we have him on the show on occasion.
This is why I have to plug in, by the way.
Because it's not plugged.
My boyfriend is making a cake.
Oh.
He made you a cake, Jeff.
Oh, nice.
What?
Jeff is not in front of his camera. Get your ass back in front of the webcam.
I'm working on it. I'm here. I need to plug in. Sorry.
No wish.
Hi.
Hi.
Aww. Thank you, Bailey! Bailey!
It's
oh,
a Bailey!
Drink the Bailey!
Hey,
Bailey should have a Bailey shot right now.
Bailey's on camera. Bailey has to drink.
Drink. Yeah. He's way under 40, whatever this is.
Okay, so, yay,
thank
Bailey.
You, Bailey!
That's not the first shot he swallowed tonight.
Wait, what?
I think that cake should be christened with a special icing. Just
oh,
say.
Wow.
Can't do that on YouTube.
Dibs!
No, you do it off camera.
That's for accidents later.
Like 3 minutes.
All I ask, Adrian, is that you record what happens after the show.
It happened before the show.
Oh, fuck! And you didn't record it?
No, we
oh,
were
fuck.
Enjoying
oh, fuck,
our
oh, fuck.
Afternoon delight.
The secret's in the chocolate icing.
Oh, I'm almost beginning to regret that I asked for this power hour.
Uh-huh.
But I will say this. We're at 49, which I think is actually farther than I've been before. So that's a plus side of things. I do have. I am going to be working on the Shiner Prickly Pear.
Of the day.
So that we kind of recognize that.
What kind of hipster ass beer is Prickly Pear beer?
It is Shiner. I'm sure it means something.
I agree with Hadrian that it's hipster.
It's Shiner.
Okay, wait. Hadrian,
say it's
eating, are you eating the cake?
What's wrong with him eating the cake? He's allowed to eat the cake.
Someone has to.
He is at my birthday party.
Wait. This reminds me.
God.
Damn it. All right. This reminds me of a video everyone talks to me about. Only this time it's Hadrian instead of somebody else I know.
I want to say
the cake. I mean, that's the name off the cake.
I'm going to go on record saying that, Hadrian, it is a pleasure to be on a podcast with you. Because I have been jerking off to your ass.
God knows how many fucking... his ass?
Really? Oh my god.
More than your ass. You are so fucking hot.
Tony, I will say this, that your productions are fantastic, and the ones that you have been in have also been fantastic as well.
Thank you.
And I will say thank you for my birthday present. I won't say what the birthday present was.
I'm out of beer.
Okay. So how many are we down to?
Wait, that was 51.
Woo!
We're getting close.
I'll be right back.
I'm survived so far. I've survived so far, and I think I actually did not. Fuck. I'm not sure if I can make it, though.
It's 9 more away. You can make this. Pretend the shots are inches.
Come on, Jeff. You can take 9 more. You can take 9 more.
Come on.
9? Oh, please. listen to you. You know what? I don't want to hear about your fucking army days when you hoard around, Drew.
Whatever.
Was that a bell?
Yeah, there's a shot in there, right?
No, that was not a bell.
That's a bell.
That's a bell. Oh, my God.
My God, Gary, we need to do this in November.
No, we don't.
I don't think we can do this very often. Oh, my God. I can't believe
we have a gathering in November. Can you imagine my friend Cupcake? Oh, my God.
He would – he. We'd get 12 shots in, and she'd be white girl wasted.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Here's the thing is, on this sort of thing, if you burp, that's like – a good thing.
I just did a shot without having to.
Oh, man. look, just hold off for just a little while.
That's white girl wasted. Extremely.
Okay. Oh my God, I think I'm getting to that point. I think I'm really getting that point where I might actually give up.
8 more, you can. It's your birthday. This is your power hour.
Tony, who is off camera?
Oh, that's my husband. He sees a arm.
I see an elbow. Hi, hubby.
Hello.
Is your husband at least shirtless as well? Yes, he is.
He's always shirtless.
Oh.
My box. Well, I mean,
you
said shirtless.
And shirtless.
You said naked.
It's YouTube for.
I think I haven't lined up a shot, and here's
there
another one.
Oh, there you go.
Excuse me while I.
I've only seen Adrian drunk one time in my whole life, which is interesting.
Oh my God.
I'm actually thinking of literally sharing this with my coworkers because I already told a bunch of my coworkers that I was going to do this.
So I got to tell you guys what Mark said. Mark says, all these doorbells make me feel like we're being assaulted by Jehovah Witnesses, Avon, and the lesbian ninja strippers.
Nice.
I think the more I burp, the better I can survive this. Because I'm really trying to get to 60. We're at almost 65. Or 65.
What?
Drink.
How many minutes are in an hour, bitch?
55.
Wait, 55 or 54?
55. No, it's
55. Did you subtract
one? Hey, it says 56 here, so I subtract one, it's 55.
All right, I missed one.
I'm done.
No, you're not.
Matt, was drinking before we even did the power hour. Matt was drinking before we did the power hour, so...
That's his fault.
Yeah, it was...
If you give
because
me
he forgot, he fucking forgot when my birthday was. When I told him specifically that August 29th was my birthday.
I was supposed to be at Buckwood, but apparently they're worried about their fucking septic tank.
That's important, though, right?
I would think so.
Fuck!
Damn it.
A lot of fucking going on.
Oh my god.
Matt, they have to care about this because bears do shit in the woods. So just...
I'll tell you this. We have four shots left to survive this power hour.
I have to go find my inhaler. I'll be right back.
You go find your inhaler. I'd rather you live and survive
the power. I got your inhaler right here.
Oh!
Hey, don't you dare!
YouTube,
don't you dare!
Is that a promise?
I'll be good.
In those cases, I would want to expect that we would be able to like not broadcast it and then upload. Fuck.
That time.
All right, so we need to find out if XTube will allow this.
Why wouldn't XTube allow this? Now, here's the thing, is XTube doesn't have like some sort of live streaming hangout thing. So that's kind of the problem.
Okay. No, but you could do live shows.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Right, Hadrian?
Well, you don't really have a hangout sort of thing. You would have to all be... Wait a minute. Okay, Matt is getting his hailer. Where's Drew? Where did Drew go?
Drew ran away.
He's the inhaler.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, check this out.
I
just found something out. I just noticed something.
Oh, no, you
didn't. I just noticed something. I need to quickly make two shots because we're almost done.
Right. There we go.
Last one!
Oh, really?
No, that
we're
can't
almost
be
done!
We're two away!
No! We're hitting the 1 hour mark!
Whatever.
Drink twice, I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, is actually the end of the power hour. And unlike the last time, I actually survived. I did get a little wet because I might have spilled a little bit of beer, but...
Lick it off.
I'll lick it off.
Power of persuasion.
That was the end. Because I had a number of 61 doorbells on this thing. One to kind of like right at the beginning and one at the very end.
So to clarify, the drinking is done, but that's not necessarily the end of the show.
No, I didn't say that.
Right. But well, I didn't I want people to be say, like finding out.
This time, I actually survived the power hour. I have completed the power hour.
Congrats.
Last time... I did not, and Ben won. But that motherfucking asshole, who I only liked because he was the asshole of the show, is not here.
I'll be your asshole.
Different type of asshole, sweetie. Bend over, we'll discuss it.
I mean,
I think that was a proposal.
Yes, and
put a ring on it.
I'm drunk. It's not fair. Cock rings count.
Okay, so
I knew somebody was going to say cock rings.
Well, I'll say this right now. Whichever viewers can, please post a comment into our Q&A little function thing that I got here. But I had up to 12 viewers for this thing. And I think that's fucking amazing. And I have to say that I haven't finished this beer yet. So I'm going to finish it now.
What do you mean you haven't finished the beer yet?
I don't know. Somehow this beer wasn't finished.
Well, now you've hit your 60.
So, if anything, I'm going to go through each of my glasses that I had, and I had a total of 6. I had the Power Hour shot glass. I had this shot glass, which is more than an ounce, so I didn't fill it up completely. This glass, which I just kind of kept the shot in. And I had this glass, which I kept the shot in. And this glass, which I kept the shot in. And I had this glass, which I kept the shot in. So I had 6 glasses to keep shots in. So I was always prepared. I always at least had 1 shot. But I will say that during the near the end of the thing, I didn't have them all full. So I wasn't sure. But I will tell you this. For once, I have survived the Power Hour.
Okay. 2 things. Everybody noticed that Hadrian is petting his pussy?
Oh,
hairless pussy.
Yeah.
A hairless pussy, but so pussy.
And 2, Jeff.
Yes.
Mark says, happy birthday, Jeff, in my best Katy Perry voice.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Matt, you must be very, very drunk. And so for some reason you turned off the lights, or the lights went out because of some sort of storm or something.
I'm trying to find my cigarettes.
Outside?
I don't know where they are.
Turn a light on. Maybe we'll find it fast.
I would recommend this, Matt. Matrim. Matt, I would recommend that since you can't find your cigarettes, you should probably go to bed.
Yeah. I don't wanna. I think they're inside in the shorts that I was wearing before I came on.
Oh, so you're basically saying that you're right now you're practically naked.
I didn't hear that.
What?
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 Oh, what?
Ladies right. and gentlemen, welcome to Drunk Cubs Out Loud.
Which is entirely the point. This is the
naked Drunk Cubs Out Loud.
I will. I'm not naked yet.
I said half naked.
Oh, I missed that part. Hold on.
Again. YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube.
I am now naked Cub Out Loud.
So help me. We get banned. I'm going to kick your ass in Austin.
That's okay. That's okay. You can't see anything.
Yeah.
Even though I am technically naked.
Oh, my God.
You can't see anything. So we're fine. Although I do have to say, I think Matt got pretty darn close. But I think we kept it from the waist up, so we didn't really get to see anything.
I was in
my fucking God. Empty bottle. Putting this down. You know how many bottles I had? Here's the empty bottles I had from this. Okay, so 1, 2.
All right.
And some measurement must have gone wrong. Because I also have 3, 4.
Right.
Fuck. And I have 5-6.
How the hell do you have 6 empty beer bottles?
I have no idea. I actually measured out in this glass. I measured out 1 ounce based off of another measurement thing I had. So I know this had 1 ounce in it, and I was using that. And it could just be because I was using this, which is a little bigger.
Yeah, that's like 2 ounces.
Yeah.
Well, it's no wonder you're drunk. You drank 72 ounces in an hour.
For God's sakes, I didn't say I was going to be sober at the end of the show. But I will say this. If anything...
And a lighter.
Okay, so I will tell you all this. This whole song, this drunk song, if you want 61-minute songs about drinking... Go to powerhouralbum.com and purchase the album. You can also get a shot glass, which has a USB stick, which you can't see in here because I currently haven't stuck in my computer, but a USB stick which has the entire album on it. So check that out. Last one we gave one for free, the album, not the actual shot glass and USB stick. But we gave out a free one of those. But if you want something that's going to inspire you to drink, like we just did.
Oh, I'm in the process of getting fucking tired from my daddy.
I am really not liking the sound of a doorbell right now. I'm just saying.
you're going to be sitting there. You're going to be sitting there on Monday or Tuesday, and there's going to be some sort of delivery for you, and they're going to ring the doorbell, and you're going to be like, "You motherfucking son of a bitch!"
Okay. I have a challenge for Tony and Hadrian.
Uh-oh.
Here, this is what I think would be great as a film opportunity. Hadrian stars in a Bukkake video with 1 per minute.
1 look.
David's face is hilarious.
I love 1 look.
I'd watch it.
We know that, Matt.
I don't know what kind of girl you think I am.
I don't know.
I've seen what kind of girl
you said that, but fuck you.
That's 60 motherfuckers coming in Hadrian face.
Yeah. In an hour.
Lighting them up.
You can handle it.
But I'm smoking a cigarette. I love you.
We're going to find 60 motherfuckers that would want to come on Hadrian face.
It'd be
please.
Like,
that's going to be too hard.
Okay.
Kidding me.
Hold on, Tony. I will release all like copyright and trademark. You guys can do that as a whole new series called Power Hour Bears, and it's 60 in 60. Seriously.
I volunteer for tribute.
Well, you know you don't need 60 people.
That's the fun.
60 loads.
I come like once every 2 minutes, so you just need to find one other person.
Well, you also have to think here that if we're talking about porn, there's a lot of edits in porn, so there could be 60 loads, but not necessarily 60 people. We could give them recovery time and have them repeat a load, too.
But yep. That's not fun. We want 60 guys, different dicks.
That's still 2 loads per guy. That's like 30 guys.
At least 30 guys.
I mean, y'all know I'm not Japanese, right? I mean, I'm in it if there's tentacles, but I don't know about all this.
Oh, so you're good with tentacle porn, but when it comes to... The 60-minute bukkake.
60-minute bukkake. Fuck it. I can do it. I used to work the glory holes in Atlanta. I can do this shit.
We know you can do it. That's not the challenge.
Okay. So Tony, right now, do you think you can get 60 Bear Films actors? I suppose you might be able to extend that to Harry and Rod too, but Bear Film actors to come on Hadrian's face.
I can't get 5 actors to do one
exactly,
thing.
Exactly, yeah.
60 motherfucking Bear Film actors? I could get 60 people. That's not a problem.
It's getting 60 loads. 60 without lotion.
Oh my god.
Oh no, there's, you did not.
So logistics.
Oh, let me go ahead. Oh, here.
Wait. No. Before anything else is said, hashtag allegedly.
Hashtag drunk. I'll just put that out there. But yeah, I've had over the 60 minutes, I had 6 beers. And so I survived.
You're an overachiever.
Unlike this time, I survived. Maybe it's because I burped more or something.
Oh no, we lost Matt.
Oh no.
We did lose Matt.
Yeah, he went away.
Oh, he was the token bottom. What the hell?
And the top.
What about Gary here?
Well, Matt offered 59 loads for the 60 fucking.
Right.
We need him.
There we go. The 59 loads, and then the bottom just is the 60th. I don't know, something like that.
I'm all for it if Hadrian's for it. I'll come down to Florida one weekend, and we can do it.
I could probably pull that off.
Oh, Matt's back. Or Matt is back? There he is. Matt, welcome back.
Uh-oh.
We lost Drew, though.
I ran out of battery.
I got a
pee.
So do I.
Can you tell Gabriel that I'm smoking in the house?
Uh-oh.
I swear to God, I will do.
I'm not saying anything to Gabriel about you smoking in the house. The only thing is that you just said it on a YouTube video. So, if he happens to watch this YouTube video...
Here's the thing. By the time he watches this video, I will have had time to tell him.
Okay. So you'll have warned him that it was Jeff's fault because he said that he wanted me on to get drunk, and while I was drunk, I had a cigarette.
And I told him I was going to get really fucking drunk.
Okay, so at least he was aware of it, so maybe he'll forgive you. I'm sure.
Where did Adrian go?
Why are we looking at a...
No, Adrian's here. It's Tony left for
that
a minute.
Was the best piss ever.
See, here's the thing is, none of us has thrown up here. We have just pissed, if anything.
Why didn't it take?
Adrian, darling, the best piss ever would have been in my mouth.
Okay. You want shots or from the tap?
I love it from the tap, baby.
Oh, okay.
I once thought that about a guy.
Just for the record, he's the most ever.
There was one guy who said, I don't have a six pack, I have a keg. And he was joking. And I'm like, can I drink from the tap? I didn't say that, but I was thinking it.
I don't know if you guys know this, and I'm sure you do. I'm a sick little piggy fuck.
Uh-oh.
You think?
I'm just going to say it out loud.
Oh, I'm getting called. This is going to be awesome.
Wait. Okay. While Hadrian takes a phone call, I now have a guest.
You have a guest?
I have a guest.
In your place?
Yes, one of the cubs is here.
Oh, the cubbies! Hello. I've heard so much about the cubbies.
Everybody say hello to Vinny.
Hi, Vinny. Oh my God, he's so adorable. How old is he?
Who's Vinny?
Yeah, he doesn't need the ego boost. Thank you.
Does he put out?
You'll have to ask him in private.
Hi, Vinny.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
Oh my God, he's got the cute little ears.
I know. You're so bright.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
I have met so many people. Who the fuck is into ears?
I don't like do things to his ears.
Grossy shit. But who the fuck is into ears?
He's cute. He has the little ears.
He is cute.
He is adorable. He's got a great beard. He's got a great mustache. He's got great ears. He got has great hair. I mean, he's just the complete package. It's like
shirt's on, so.
Oh my God! Where's the other cub? I mean, you call them cubbies. They are your cubbies. Where's the other cub?
Okay. Hold up. All right. The reason why Vinny is here is because he just got done with work. But Rich has to be up in like out of 6 hours to go to work. So he's at home probably sleeping right now.
Okay.
But the question is,
so he knows it's not.
Okay. Hold on. We've had 60 shots here. If he is younger than 60, he needs to take off his shirt. If he's going to be on camera, and he's younger than 60, he needs to take off his shirt. Just saying. Either that or I'm a pervert, but one of the two.
Yes, birthday, just rules.
Too drunk to keep counting, but take his fucking shirt off.
Yes!
Yes! That's a good cub.
Good cubby. Oh my God, he's fucking gorgeous. I hate your husband because he has you, because he's so lucky because you're fucking gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
So I just want to say that, and I am proud of Gary being your daddy cub.
I don't think that's officially been determined, but thank you.
Oh, for God's sakes, you keep talking about the cubbies, and yes, so they're your cubbies, and you keep doing it for them. You're their daddy cubby in more of the like father sort of way instead of the like, you know, daddy boy sort of way.
This is getting weird.
Gary, I love you.
Thanks, Fuzz, but I love you too.
I need to tell you this.
Uh oh.
Suck it up.
What?
Stop being a pussy.
What?
Your fucking shit.
You're a fucking daddy bear to these cubbies.
I love you, but own it. Be the daddy bear. I spent a fucking weekend in your room, and you got this shit. Fuck you.
All right. Now I need to explain this because everyone's like, what the hell's going on?
Wow. Please explain.
This is a lot of drunk white people.
Fuzzbutt, a.k.a. Matt here, was one of my roommates at Midwest Bearfest last December.
Okay.
And unfortunately, Gabe got a room like super fucking early because everybody knows him. So I don't think we're rooming together again, but even though you and I didn't necessarily get along at Midwest Bearfest, I've grown a shit ton since then, and you deserve this shit.
So here's the thing I want to say. I don't agree with the statement that we didn't get along. I just think that we were kind of in different places, and you were with your daddy, who also was a roommate, so I think it was just circumstances, that's all.
I agree. I think that I was with my daddy, and for those of you who don't know, who don't follow me on Tumblr, I have ridiculous social anxiety. And I have I was medicated for it for a long time, mm-hmm, until my insurance stopped covering it. But Gary really, really fucking helped me.
through Midwest Bear Fest, and a conversation that we had that I will keep private really fucking helped me step up and realize that I'm fucking hot.
You are.
And own this shit. And I need a drink of water.
Tony is eating this shit up. Tony is not drunk. He did not drink any alcohol at all. So
nope,
he
is crap is fucking dummy.
He's fucking hot.
He's our DD. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm eating. I forgot. I bought a bunch of fried foods because I knew I was going to be a bachelor for the weekend because Gabe's out of town.
Yeah, he's actually 3 hours away from me. Sorry, I speaking of cigarettes, I'm going to have one. I hope my parents never actually watch this video.
It's so funny because Jeff's talking as he walks out to the patio and you just see someone walking away from the camera.
But he wasn't naked.
So,
well, it's YouTube. Come on. I had to put on shorts. By the way, I think you actually did see some on my butt.
Maybe. I don't know. Hopefully we don't get in trouble.
He walked backwards to the camera.
So, by the way, Drew wanted to let us know that he has storms in the area in Orlando, and so he's trying to reconnect. So he didn't leave on purpose. He just, you know.
Okay.
Well, speaking of which, Hadrian, you're in Orlando. Can you confirm that statement about the weather?
Yes, I can. But I can also confirm that Florida is fucked and that a storm is like the size of a small car. So you never can tell when it's going to storm in one part of the city or not. I've driven home with a storm on the left side of the road and sunshine on the right side of the road.
What? No way.
Nice.
Really?
Seriously.
Wow.
I got to love Florida. People
have some strange weather wizards that live here.
Hadrian?
Yes?
I want to know how I spent a week and a half in Orlando and didn't meet you.
Where do you live?
I live in Kentucky, but I spent a week and a half with Kabuto Cub and his husband.
Well, that's the first problem.
Oh,
wait, I'm casting shade and we're live, aren't we?
Yes,
that's
okay. No. Here's the deal. I love Javi and I love Cliff, but I completely understand that they're separated from the bear scene. But I spent a week and a half at their place and was like, I really want to go out, but they're not doing anything. And totally announced that shit on Tumblr. And let me tell you, Hadrian, I've had a super fucking Tumblr crush on your ass for about a year and a half.
That's awesome. If I had known you were here, I would have mounted you like a dime store pony.
Oh, I don't know what you said, but I'm taking it as a compliment.
Hey, are you saying that because you're drunk?
Yes.
Next time I come to Orlando, you and I totally need to hook up because I think you're super freaking hot.
Well, you're going to be the star person for our Michael McQuaig 60-minute bukkake, aren't you?
Yes, apparently I am.
Hell fucking yes.
But I thought you were the star penis.
I will be the star fucking come on my face, come everywhere you want to.
You were a 59 out of 60 loads.
You would have to actually come, Matt. I can think, really. I think.
Don't tell Daddy, but I've come like 6 times today.
Wow.
And that's you just said that on YouTube, by the way.
I know.
So when Daddy watches this episode of Cubs Out Loud or listens to this episode of Cubs Out Loud, he's going to hear you admit it.
We're hoping he doesn't listen.
just say, hey, Daddy, could you do me a favor? Don't listen to the drunk cast with Jeff's birthday bash.
Well, he's in Nashville with his husband right now.
Who, by the way, is also actually pretty cute. I really, really like his husband. In fact, his husband wished me happy birthday today on Facebook, but he did not.
Well, I know we just got done with GLLA.
So he's probably busy or something.
Great Lakes Leather Alliance. And I know that he had a vacation with his husband planned, which is, you know, it is what it is. And I'm hoping that he has a great time. And, oh, I have a message from Mark, a.k.a. On Fire 40.
Oh!
Hang on.
Are you allowed to read it out loud?
All it says is, damn, you're cute.
Okay, I'm going to mute for a second.
Oh, God, I got to pee again.
Open your mouth, Matt.
You're not the only one.
I'll flag yellow, baby. Come here.
Oh, jeez.
Drinking game isn't open yet.
Okay. I'm going to follow Hadrian's lead. I'm going to go pee. You take over.
My yellow flag is upstairs, but, you know, I flag yellow. I'll open my mouth.
I think I need to, like, filter some more water and make some more iced tea or something. Mom and Dad, if I ever post this on my actual Facebook page, I hope you're not watching and seeing your youngest son get drunk.
In front of the world.
In front of the entire world. I mean, I know you already know about the podcast because my mom has been on the podcast.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Gary went away, and Vince is now has the headset on.
I do.
So tell us, what do you think of Gary being drunk, or what do you think of this whole thing about us teasing him as being your kind of like little daddy bear, even though he's not like daddy bear, but he seems to be a papa bear to you guys. I want to ask this because he keeps talking about his cubbies. Well, the cubbies, I should say, and it's his cubbies.
Right.
But you and your boyfriend, he's taken camping a couple times. Mm-hmm. So tell me, how has Gary affected your life?
In a significant way. Helped us understand what the bear community was like and what it was all about. All the way from the beginning of the history of where it started to what it's become. He's helped us become involved with the run, and we got to meet a variety of wonderful, wonderful men and people that Gary's been involved with and that Gary knows. And he's just kind of put us out on the stage and was like, here you go, here's the world. Now go out and explore it and, you know, pick and choose what you'd like to learn from it. That's one thing that I appreciate about him, is he gave us that opportunity.
Aww.
That's what's amazing about, you know,
so he's a significant person in our life, and I would never go back and change anything about it. I'm really happy with where everything is.
I am so happy to hear that, and not because I'm drunk or anything.
That's really cool.
I think that's really cool, and one of the reasons why I really appreciate Gary being on the show as well, because he provides such a great perspective, and being that I'm one of those few people in the bear community who doesn't really participate much in the bear community,
mm-hmm.
That I can have him and Damon, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, unfortunately. I said that way too many times because I am kind of a little drunk. I've had 6 beers.
So many fucking times that I will be on whenever you need me.
And dude, we have, I mean, recently for the show Cubs Out Loud, we have expanded it to be like, okay, we have these guests that we want on frequently. Hadrian is one of them. I think we might even start having Tony on more often here, too. We have Matt, you, and Gabe. We love having on. We love having Mr. Allen on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you guys hear the Let's Talk About Sex where we talked about anal play?
We did.
It was so enlightening.
It was.
Gary's there in the background being like, what's going on?
Let me
see this.
And if anything, we need to communicate to Gary that Gary, Vince here just proved that you are one of the best things that have ever happened to Cubs Out Loud. And
only
I hope
you've ever been on a, I guess it's this, that, or the other.
Yeah. No, true.
I've only ever been on this, that, or the other. But I have so much fucking more to talk about. Other than who looks better in their underwear. I know who looks better in their underwear, but I can talk about a lot of shit. I'm a wordy motherfucker. Like,
okay.
I can talk for a long fucking time. Especially if it's about Hadrian.
I do have to quickly say here, because I haven't been paying attention, but in the Q&A app, we've had a couple of things of from Mr. Demon Butler, who unfortunately has left already, but he said, math at a party, what is this madness? He said, shutters, wow, XD, how about no thank you, XDD? LOL. Safety first, and bye guys, it's been fun, great to actually hang out with some bears, twink here, LOL, I hope you have a great birthday, Jeff. So thank you, Mr. Demon Butler, we appreciate everything you had, and sorry I haven't been paying attention to that. I put that on for a reason, but totally forgot to pay attention to that. I was paying attention to the chat, or getting drunk, or one of the two. So thank you to him. Thank you, Vince, for showing up.
Absolutely.
I am so glad that you showed up, and because I really wanted this to be, well, actually, I kind of wanted Gary to be having a big old party in the background while we were doing this, because I'm one of the most shyest Cubs in all the world. I rarely ever go out.
Bullshit.
Yet I do this fucking podcast. Yes, I said fucking because I have a potty mouth. And I appreciate everybody who's come on. I appreciate Gary. I appreciate Tony. I appreciate Hadrian. I appreciate Matt. I appreciate Gabe. I appreciate you, Vince, because, oh my God, you're fucking hot.
What are you doing?
Oh my God, I am so jealous of your boyfriend.
Bitches are.
I appreciate Chess. I appreciate everybody who comes to the show because since this next generation of the podcast started, it's just grown to be something that I can't wait to do each week. And so we're a little ahead of the game on everything except for this because we're doing this live and it's going to be posting on Sunday. But
I'm raising my hand if anybody can't tell.
Okay, Matt, go ahead.
I know that I'm known fairly well across the internet as Gabe's boyfriend or Chess's boy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you this shit. I'm my own fucking person. And I really appreciate being part of this podcast. Because I don't have to be Gabe's boyfriend.
Mm.
I don't have to be Chess's boy, Daddy's boy. Yes, I am Daddy's boy, and yes, I spent a weekend wearing his fucking collar, but there's a lot of shit that I know and do that is thanks to my own growth and thanks to my own acceptance in this community. And I'm valuable outside of being Fuzzbutt. And I thank you, Jeff, for recognizing that. I'm getting really fucking serious because I'm drunk and I get drunk serious sometimes.
But it's cute.
I love my daddy and I love my boyfriend, but sometimes I need to be recognized outside of that.
Mm.
And I thank you, Jeff, for recognizing me outside of that. That I'm a fucking awesome person. And I own that shit. So, you know, the next time that somebody on Tumblr's like, oh, Fuzzbutt, he's a Fox Bears boy. Follow me because I'm Fuzzbutt, not because I'm Fox Bears boy.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, you look bored.
I'm so drunk right now.
Yay! We love drunk Adrian.
Gary really likes drunk Adrian.
I really like drunk Adrian.
I just want everybody to know that I swallow.
I will admit, that I have never spit in my life because I find that a complete and utter waste. And I find that if you're trying to get rid of the taste of semen, which I don't know why you would, but if you did, I don't see why you would spit because I would think it would hang around longer. So just swallow.
I don't know where my cigarettes are.
You just had them.
I know, and they fell out of my hand because I'm really fucking drunk.
Okay, I want to say that I'm totally jealous of Tony because I know he has one of those Dyson air blades in the background.
Yeah.
And I'm totally jealous because that is like a gadget boy's dream of having one of those motherfuckers, and I know they're expensive. So I know Bear Films pays good, so I need to pay more. I mean, so I can get myself an air blade.
You went, Adrian, do you want to have like a quick erection and a cum shot? We have 8 of them.
Damien?
And the 2 vacuums.
And the 2 vacuums. So you can come on your hands, come on the cake.
And
you
2 heaters.
And 2 heaters, I'm just being told. So you can just jerk off right now and let everybody see it. Cause like.
By the way, tell your husband that he's very welcome to come on cam. I mean, we got Vince on cam too.
So. A little fuzzy arm over there on the side. Oh, here we go.
I'm right here.
Hi.
Oh, it's so adorable.
Hi, Adrian.
Tony, oh, stop. Tony's husband is Southern?
What?
No, he's not Southern at all.
I'm from Massachusetts.
He's a Massachusetts boy.
Oh, I heard an accent. I couldn't clearly tell.
From Massachusetts.
Well, what's even better is that he is shirtless. And
always shirtless.
Like every single person on this podcast.
That means he's under 60.
So, everybody, but I've got to go.
Okay, so that's fine because this is probably the longest Cubs Out Loud ever. Because we did the complete power hour, but we then did some more and stuff.
Somebody asked me what my Tumblr name is.
I also friend requested you.
I don't. Jay Banks. What's your Tumblr name? My Tumblr name is Fuzzbutt07. So if you have any questions about how to reach me, Adrian, take note. because I will fly out to wherever the fuck you are. It's Fuzzbutt07. I've been following Adrian for God knows how many years. And I love you all, and thank you for including me in this power hour. Happy fucking birthday, Jeff. I'm really fucking drunk because I tried to catch up, and I tried to catch up too.
Yeah, you could have just started where we were left off because you were already drunk. But that's beside the point. Thank you for joining us, Matt. I appreciate it so much. You don't know how much all of you guys being here on the show this week that it was just a blast. I may be home alone right now, but I feel like I'm not because I've had all you guys joining me in drinking beer and getting completely sloshed off our asses. And also, I survived the power hour this time.
Woo!
Look, but I survived the power hour this time. Ha ha! Eat that, Ben! Anyways.
Anyway, now that Jeff's had his little time to talk, Adrian, if you ever need to text me, you know where to reach me on Tumblr. I have been following you for God knows how many years, and I'm really honored to be on a podcast with you.
I'm gonna go to bed before I say too much more sappy shit. But I love you all, and Sammy, Jeff, thank you for having me as part of this podcast. And yeah.
You slot well, Matt. We love you so much.
Have a great weekend, Matt.
I'll try. I don't know how to get out of this podcast.
Hang up. Hang up.
There's a phone with red, and you can click it.
Yeah, up at the top.
Install.
Or you could just unplug whatever computer you're on.
All right. If I disappear, it means that I'm letting my battery run out so that I hang out. Yeah. Deuces.
I love you. Love you, Matt. We'll get to you later.
Drew's back finally. They can hear me.
Oh, good.
Hey, Drew.
Hey.
So how's the storms?
So you were busy getting blown while you were gone.
Humor?
How was it?
Uneventful, obviously.
Apparently.
Back here.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I'm just happy that everybody who has joined us has survived the power. Well, Vince, you didn't quite join us, but you kind of showed up on the end, and we appreciate. I actually really appreciate it because I finally get to see one of these cubbies that Gary keeps talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god, he's fucking adorable.
Well, thank you.
Do you doubt my taste? Seriously, how many Tumblr pics have I posted on this fucking show that you don't know my taste by now?
Good point. Fair. I mean, we got Adam Sire 40. We got Mark, who we absolutely love to death. I mean, we've fucking put him on the pedestal, for Christ's sakes. Although right now is Tim Hooper, awesome, the absolutely adorable Silver Daddy from the end of Bear Cities, who got to kiss Mr. Conti. I can't remember his first name. That was Mr. Conti. No, Joe Conti. So, but that's beside the point.
Adrian, are you breaking shit?
No.
Yes.
No? Not really? I don't know what you're talking about. See, this is why I keep my hands away from this.
I have these fucking bottles in my way.
That better not be. Okay.
Very nice.
See, I got like four here on my desk, and I got.
Oh, we can't let you talk, Adrian.
I was so worried.
I still need to get something else to drink besides beer because I don't have anything else to drink in the house besides water.
Adrian, I think we missed that. We got to talk in order to have your screen up.
You missed nothing.
Well, I don't know. You're leaning back and I saw a bare leg and I think I saw some underwear, which I wish was off, but that's beside the point.
No, he put his shorts back on. Thank goodness.
I put shorts back on too. So I'm at least sensible enough for YouTube. But oh my god, this is one of my okay. Let me actually reminisce a little bit, okay? Back 13 years ago, so I turned 21. Here's the thing: is I did not actually drink until I actually turned 21. I was actually a good boy and did not actually have any liquor. Sure, I had the occasional sip of wine that my parents let me have, but until I was 21, I never actually had an actual drink. So I turned 21. At lunch, my dad said that I could have whatever drink I wanted. Hey, I was 21. And I had a mudslide, so it was kind of mild in some sense. And I had that as my very first drink. Now, I was living in Minnesota at the time. And I went up on Wednesdays, and it happened to be a Wednesday, I believe. So we had there was Bear Coffee at this coffee shop in Minneapolis, and we also went to a Applebee's in St. Paul. Well, one of my friends from the bear group North Country Bears decided to host me for my 21st birthday because I was going to party, essentially. So we went to Bear Coffee shortly. We went to get some food at Applebee's. So we kind of had the bear coffee, bear dinner sort of thing, but we didn't have it with everybody else. Then we were like, look, we're going on a bar crawl. So the first thing we did was we went to the Bear Bar, the Minneapolis Eagle. And we went there, and I got my first official drink, the kamikaze. Because I always had the soft drink kamikazes where you would, like, go up to a soda fountain, which had multiple drinks, and you would mix the drinks. So I called that a kamikaze. So I had an official kamikaze, which I didn't realize was a shooter. So I actually kind of sipped that more. But here's the kicker. We were at the Eagle, and I was with a couple friends from the Bear Coffee, and I'm sitting there sipping my drink, and I hear someone say to one of my friends I'm there with, "Did you just say Jeff?" I turn around, and there was my cousin Eric, my eldest cousin on my mother's side.
Wow.
My cousin Eric is also gay, obviously. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't have been at the Minneapolis Eagle. But he was there, and I'm like, Eric! So he joined us. Kind of. After we were at the Eagle, and I had my kamikaze, I finished that. We went to probably more popular gay bar, which didn't always have gay people, the Gay 90s. We went into the back room, or the men's room, as it was called, because only men went in there, which had porn on a screen, and I had a sea breeze, I believe I had there. And my cousin and one of my friends I've been doing this bar crawl on just kind of disappear. I don't know where they went. They just disappeared.
Uh-huh.
So we hung out there. I had my drink, and we went to the next bar next door. Can't remember the name of for some reason. My future roommate, Keith, ended up getting me a Cosmopolitan for that. And we drank there until I finished that. And we were heading off to the next bar. And as we were walking out, my cousin and my friend, who was one of my other friends, were walking in. Apparently they had gone off for a little rendezvous. At the saloon, the last bar that we were at, my cousin bought me a beer because he is a beer aficionado. He's a beer fan. He even brews beer. While we were there and I was drinking, of course, I was actually quite drunk at that time because, you know, this is the first time I'm drinking. And Kevin, the friend that disappeared with my cousin, said, Your cousin has a nice cock. He proceeded to pull out my cousin's pants. I look down, see his cock, and I go, "Ooh, nice." And he closes. I got to see on my 21st birthday, as I was having my final alcoholic beverage because I was sloshed off my ass, a beer, I got to see my cousin's penis. Little did we know that later on I would fuck my cousin, but that's another matter
altogether.
Oh, man. Question answered.
That was a while later, and I will say that the two of us gay cousins, he is definitely a bear, I am definitely a cub, and he is the oldest, I'm the youngest. So if you go by, like, he was first, the next person was second, blah, 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 blah. I'm on top, he's on bottom. It worked perfectly. So, needless to say, me and my cousin Eric have a very special relationship.
Use his name.
Man!
And now people have something to fap to.
Yes. That fit his cousin Eric, who is shorter than me, a little bit bigger. He's more of a bear.
Wow.
I mean, he's the eldest of that side of the family. I think he's actually the eldest cousin, period, but I could be wrong on that.
Okay, so you may want to edit this part out for your mom.
I expect my mom not to watch this at all.
All right. Now, especially now.
Well, I don't expect my mom to watch or listen to any of the shows we do. Considering in a recent episode, we were talking with Mr. Allen, and we were talking about anal play.
Oh.
Rimming. Have we done blowjobs? I think we've done blowjobs.
Yes, so, we did.
Needless to say, this show is not a show for my mother at all. But on our Mother's Day episode, I did interview her for a short time. I did surprise my co-hosts. They didn't realize I pre-recorded it. That was funny. But that's beside the point. Oh my god, we've been going on for like ever.
2 hours or so?
Wow.
Yeah, it may be time to wrap up and finish up.
Yeah, so thank you everybody for joining us in our little drunk cast here. I hope you really enjoyed yourself and enjoyed all the admissions that we have. This will definitely be on the audio feed for people to listen to, but hey, we're here in comesoutloud.com. Best place to actually go to see anything. Shoot us an email at comesoutloud@gmail.com. Facebook at facebook.com/comesoutloud. Google.com/plus comes out loud. Join the COL Entourage groups on Facebook and Google Plus. Also, the COL Entourage that's available on bearunderground.net, which was the official Bear website of Comes Out Loud. Gary, we'll start with you. Where can people find you?
I'm known as GearBear73, pretty much anywhere on the web.
Hadrian, how about you?
You can find me at cumfiesta.com/Jeff's mom/donkey.
Oh!
No, you can find me at HadrianM.com.
And Tony?
You can find me at on Facebook as Music Bear Tony Banks.
Excellent. And thank you, Vince, for showing up and being the cub on the cast. Again, you're absolutely adorable, and I'm very jealous of your boyfriend. And we hope you actually, you know, we'd love to have you come on anytime you want to. So
that would be wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Come all over, Gary, anytime you want.
Yeah, and Jerry and Drew, thank you for joining us. Hello, wake up. Hello. Hello, Drew. Drew? Drew? Drew, I think you probably should go to bed.
I can't hear half of what you're saying.
Okay.
Your screen is froze.
Alma, turn your hearing aid up!
I'm trying to connect to YouTube, and that's spinning.
Oh, say goodnight, everybody!
Good night.
Always a good night.